Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hello, Kat. How are you this fine week? Starting it out?
Bruce, I'm doing pretty good this week. As usual, my weekend sometimes doesn't turn into a weekend. It just, turns into a continuation of my work week. But for this weekend in particular, that wasn't necessarily a bad reason. A documentary crew from Southern Oregon PBS came down to the library and did some filming of the Fujita sword and interviewed me for some of the story of that for a documentary they're planning to release next year. So there's going to be a little documentary spotlighting Brookings and a few other rural communities in Oregon that's supposed to come out next year sometime.
Very exciting. Yeah, very cool. So Brookings gets there again. Look at us.
Yeah. And help keep people interested in our town and our history. So
that's a beautiful thing. I forgot the sword was there. That's right. It is there. It was at the museum. And then it went to the library. Yes, indeed.
Very cool. It was at City Hall. Then it went to the library.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see it at the City Hall once. So, okay. Yes. I got you. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Mm-hmm.
It was a nice weekend. They were very nice guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's great. That's great. Like I said, we'll have to keep us posted on that one when it comes and when it starts arriving and everything. We'll be able to see it. That'd be great.
I know that takes time, but I'll stay tuned.
Yep. Yeah, it was a little junior's. It was his seventh birthday this Saturday, so we celebrated that. Yeah. I was kind of the weather. It was iffy whether we were going to go to the Azalea Park playground because you can kill two birds with one stone there, have some fun and wear them out, and everything. Yeah. But instead, it ended up, because it was raining, it ended up being a wild river. And that just meant same difference, except for it's more video games now, arcade fun. Yeah, getting crazy there. But so he had a great little seventh birthday, though. He had a blast. Aww, a bunch of his school chums showed up and everything and had a Spider-Man cake, two of his buddies, Liam and Lucas, the Shaws, his mom and dad did a Spider-Man cake and cupcakes. Oh, and Josh is into 3D printing and stuff like that. So he 3D printed up these little spiders to fit on top of the cupcakes. And that was very groovy. Yeah. And then he made a Spider-Man head that twists. And if you turn it, it'll show the face of Spider-Man on one side and then turn it over and it's got the face of Peter Parker on the other. And then if you twist it around, it shows both of them together. It's very cool. And he did this with the 3D imaging thing or whatever.
Those are cool. Everybody loves their friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah. it was a big hit and Junior loves Spider-Man. So it was a great one for him. And then Sunday we just relaxed from that, all that fun. But we had a great weekend. Hope everybody else went out and did something, had some fun out there. There's music on the scene, all kinds of stuff going on, as we'll find out pretty soon there. But before we get going, I want to thank Trike City Dispensary, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, and Just the Jeweler for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor this show or one of the other fine shows, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way. And speaking of music, like I said, we got music going on all over the place.
Let's take a look at the rest of May here. Lots of stuff coming up. So Chris Capitano is playing on Fridays at Zola's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yep, and then Stephanie Latour and the Reverb, she'll be on the 20th at the Inateca at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then on the 29th, during the Azalea Festival, she'll be at Azalea Park Bandshell at noon. Yeah.
And Mike Powell is playing on the 20th at Checo Brewing. There'll be music from 5 to 7 p.m.
That's right. And then Lon Goddard on the 20th, he'll be at Misty Mountain Brewing from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. And Bloodline Band is playing on the 28th of May at Bigfoot Blues Brews and Barbecues.
They are. And the Italian Guys on the 20th, they'll be at Tortuga Mexican Restaurant at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And the Mighty Steelheads are playing on the 21st at Inateca in Crescent City at 8.
Yep, and then Tortuga Mexican Restaurant up in Gold Beach on the 20th. As I said, they'll have the Italian Guys at 6. And then on the 21st, it's Paw and the crew from 6 to 8 p.m. Now, what happened was, I can't remember the new guy's name, but Patty Ann DeCuna last week and Troy Alvarado, they got together and started doing some jamming. They got a third party there. So now it's Pa and the crew. So there we go. Yeah.
Okay. At Misty Mountain Brewing, there's going to be music from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays and Fridays. On the 18th, they're going to have Patty Ann and Troy at 6. And then on the 20th, Long Goddard at 6.
Yeah, and that's Pa and the crew. Yeah, they switched it up. That's what she just did. And she just told me on Sunday, so that's how come I didn't get it on your thing. But yeah,
okay,
that's cool. Yeah, I guess Pa stands for Patty Ann. That's what I was figuring out. And the crew is spelt in the, actually the old, she said the old Pirates Way, C-R-E-W-E. So I guess that's the old English spelling of it. Yeah, yeah. So there we go. Good deal. And then the Inateca on the 20th, they got Stephanie Latour and the Rebirds at 8 to 10. And then on the 21st, the Mighty Steelheads are playing at 8.
And at Portapites Brewing in Crescent City on the 21st, they'll host Lost Coast Countrymen at 8:30 p.m. And then on the 27th, the Irie Rockers again at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. So that's it for the music right now. And if you've got music out there and you want to get it on the show, it's real easy to do. All you got to do is go to kciw.org and leave it there, or you can send a email to me at captaincurry541@gmail.com and we'll get her done for you.
All right. And now it's time for quotes from famous people with Cousin Bruce.
That's right. Hey, this week I got a few quotes from Edgar Allan Poe. Yes, indeed. He says, "Those who dream by day are cognizant of many things which escape those who dream only by night." And he says, "All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream." He says, "I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity." And last but not least, as everybody knows, quote the Raven, "Nevermore." Hope you enjoyed this week's quotes from Edgar Allan Poe with Cousin Bruce. Until next week, have a great one. Yeah.
I get literary. Yeah. Speaking of literary, we have some events from the Chetco Community Public Library in Brookings for the month of May. And first up, they're presenting Trouble with Tech. This is happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays this month only at 10:30 a.m. It'll move to Thursdays in June. For this month only, the library will have special tech help hours twice a week. Have questions about your Apple or Windows device, ebook reader, smartphone, or other mobile gadgets? You can bring your device with you for personalized help. And for this month only, you'll get to meet the library's tech intern, Jason. And then there's going to be children's story time happening weekly on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Story time is back in person. They feature picture book read-alouds and simple crafts for young children. Then on Wednesday, May 25th at 4 p.m., starting in May, they're beginning their freshly written book club. They'll be meeting on the last Wednesdays of each month to discuss debut books from new authors. May's book is How High We Go in the Dark by Sequoia Nagamatsu. Then on Thursday, May 26th, at 6 o'clock, they're having their Curry Library Directors Book Club. You can join the Curry County Library Directors on the last Thursdays of May, September, and January for a virtual book club. Reason it's virtual is because these directors come from all parts of the county. May's book is The Personal Librarian by Benedict Murray. And then from the 26th of May through the 4th of June, their Friends of Library Book Sale is back. Join them in the library's large meeting room for the best deals on books, audiobooks, DVDs, and more. They'll also have some surplus library furniture and miscellany for sale. They need volunteers to help run the book sale, so if you're interested in helping out, you can contact staff at 541-469-7738 or just stop in to sign up at the front desk. You can also check the library calendar for more information about the sale. And I'll also have a note here to be aware, on the 30th, that's a Monday, they're going to be closed in observance of Memorial Day. And if you have any questions about library programs or services, you can always follow the Chetco Library on their Facebook page for updates. You can check out their full online events calendar at chetcolibrary.org, or hey, drop in or give them a call at 541-469-7738. And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right, g'day Cat, g'day mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know a submarine was used during the Revolutionary War? It's true, and here's the story. On September 7th, 1776, during the Revolutionary War, the American submersible craft Turtle attempted to attach a time bomb to the hull of British Admiral Richard Howe's flagship, the Eagle, in New York Harbor. it was the first use of a submarine in warfare. Submarines were first built by Dutch inventor Cornelius van Drebbel in the early 17th century, but it was not until 150 years later that they were first used in naval combat. David Bushnell, an American inventor, began building underwater mines while a student at Yale University. Deciding that a submarine would be the best means of delivering his mines in warfare, he built an 8-foot-long wooden submersible that was christened the Turtle for its shape. Large enough to accommodate one operator, the submarine was entirely hand-powered. Lead ballast kept the craft balanced. Donated to the Patriot cause after the outbreak of war with Britain in 1775, Ezra Lee piloted the craft unnoticed out to the 64-gun HMS Eagle in New York Harbor on September 7, 1776. As Lee worked to anchor for a time bomb to the hull, he could see British seamen on the deck above, but they failed to notice the strange craft below the surface. Lee had almost secured the bomb when his boring tools failed to penetrate a layer of iron sheathing. He retreated and the bomb exploded nearby, causing no harm to either the Eagle or the Turtle. Well, during the next week, the Turtle made several more attempts to sink British ships on the Hudson River, but each time it failed, owing to the operator's lack of skill. Only Bushnell was able to execute the submarine's complicated functions, but because of his physical frailty, he was unable to pilot the Turtle in any of its combat missions. Well, all the bushwhacker can say is that Turtle dropped a bomb when it came to blowing things up. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Beard of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, hey, that's the first use of a submarine. There you go. Yeah. And then the next one that they did, they lost everybody, so that wasn't a good one.
To require some trial and error. Hey, yeah, I got an idea for you next week. You know how World War One is, it's known for trench warfare and whatnot. Uh-huh. I remember on a trip I went back east for a Civil War history class, we were touring some of these sites and you could see evidence of like the first attempts at trench warfare. like getting tested out in World War One. So it's interesting seeing how those technologies emerged and then became like hallmarks of the wars after them in the tail ends of those previous wars. So interesting stuff.
Trial and error. Alrighty. That's right.
So the Del Norte High School dance group is presenting Stand Up, a Spring Dance Concert. This is going to happen at the Crescent Elk Auditorium in Crescent City. Performances will take place on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of May, all at 7 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the door, but they've got pre-sale prices of $10. Students and seniors get in for $5, and children 5 and under are admitted for free. Pre-tickets are available for sale at Del Norte Office Supply. And for info, and if you want to live stream it, you can go to dnusd.org.
That's right, and the Nelson Family Fundraiser and Raffle will be going on at the 101 Bar and Grill on the 21st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's going to be a raffle drawing at 5:30. There'll be pulled pork and barbecue chicken available. All the proceeds go to the Nelson family during this challenging time.
All right. And the Wild River Symphony is pleased to announce Player's Choice. Its upcoming spring concert series is going to Crescent City, California and Brookings, Oregon on May 22nd and 23rd. The Wild River Symphony Orchestra, led by Daniel Sedgwick, is comprised of more than 50 fully vaccinated musicians from Curry and Del Norte communities who are devoted to live performance of orchestral music. Taking advantage of the wealth of talented wind and brass players in their communities, the Wild River Symphony is once again featuring their new wind ensemble in addition to the full symphony. The Crescent City concert will begin at 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 22nd, at the Elk Valley Rancheria Auditorium, that's at 2332 Howland Hill Road in Crescent City. The Brookings concert begins at 7 p.m. on Monday, May 23rd, at Trinity Lutheran Church. That's at 1200 Easy Street in Brookings. Concert tickets are $10 if purchased in advance. They're $12 if purchased at the door. Youth through grade 12 are admitted for free. Tickets can be purchased in advance at Del Norte Office Supply in Crescent City and also at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings. You can also get tickets online at www.wildriversymphony.org.
Yeah, and then Tortuga Mexican Restaurant, located at 28788 Hunter Creek Loop, this is at the Turtle Rock Resort and RV Park in Gold Beach, is presenting a family fun day. Now, last week, when I promoted this last 2 weeks, I guess I got the dates wrong. I guess if Saturday is the 21st, that is when it's supposed to be, because I have it in the newspaper. I have it in my Insider, the poster, and it says the 1st. So I had it written down here wrong, apparently. So it's Saturday. So whatever day, yeah, Saturday. Noon to 6 p.m. There'll be vendors, the classic car shine and shows presented by the Curry County Cruisers with the People's Choice Awards from top three from 12 to 4 p.m. You get that. And then the Cut It Like the Kings band will be performing from 1 to 4. Wild Rivers Animal Rescue will be hosting Adoption Day for dogs and cats there. Gold Beach High School football team will have a fundraiser going along. They'll have a beer garden with Arch Rock Brewery. There'll be face paint for the kids. I like this one. The Mobile Margarita Bar. Yeah, very cool. So, yeah. And they'll have carnival decor with popcorn, cotton candy, and more. This is a fundraiser for Curry County music students to raise funds to attend the Oregon Ambassadors of Music European Tour. The event will end at the Tortuga Mexican Bar and Grill with live music in the El Nido Palapa from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All right. And Every Child Oregon of Curry County is presenting their Explore Fostering Coffee House event. This is going to be at Wild Rivers Pizza on the 23rd of May at noon. This is a chance to learn how you can contribute to our local community through fostering and or supporting local foster families. This event is open to the community, and it's a chance to just ask questions and get connected.
Yeah, and then, of course, Azalea Festival Memorial Day weekend is approaching soon. They'll have a Saturday parade, of course, with all the other activities going on throughout Brookings. Curry County Cruisers have their 28th annual benefit car show going on at the Port of Brookings Harbor on the 28th from 12 to 3. There's a pre-registration and show and shine. Then there's going to be a cruise through town to Harris Beach at 3:30. Then Sunday on the 29th, they have the Judge Car Show going on. Registration opens at 7:30 a.m., judging at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Awards presentation, the classic hot rods, all that good stuff they have, motorcycles, multiple awards going on. They'll have hourly raffles and 50-50 drawings. Silent auction, music, beer, food, and fun is what it says. And of course, right there going on next to it will be going the Bigfoot Blues Festival, Brews, Blues, and Barbecues. This is going to be happening on the boardwalk at the Port of Brookings Harbor on May 28th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So there'll be music, vendors, beer garden, food, and fun for everyone. And we're featuring Spence Brothers Blues Band with T-Bone Stone, Hectic Week, Bloodline, Broadway Phil and the Shouters, Rogue Rage Doer, and Lost Coast Countrymen. And you can find it here on the cover of The Insider of Southern Oregon for more info on that. And as I said, next week I'll make sure we include the Azalea schedule going on so everybody's got it fresh in their head for the following weekend when it's all going down. I'll get it all written out. We got the schedule inside The Insider, and I'm sure the pilot will be printing one up too. So that's what's going on. We got a big weekend going on coming up here
pretty soon.
Something
tells me it's the talk of the town. Okay. Yeah. And also happening Memorial Day weekend, the Brookings Flying Club is having their Airport Day. This is an annual scholarship fundraiser event. It happens this year on May 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Brookings Airport. They'll have airplane and helicopter rides over Brookings, weather permitting. Proceeds benefit the scholarship fund. For more information, you can go to brookingsflyingclub.org or call 541-412-5103.
Yepper, and the children's art classes are happening at the Manly Arts Center. The first ones here are May 19th, 26th, and June 2nd. Sharon Guy will teach various ways to draw the figure proportionately, how to draw forms into shapes, and draw still life arrangements concentrated on using perspectives. Children's ages 8 and up are welcome to join this beginning drawing class. This series of four classes will be held Thursdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. in their newly renovated classroom. There is a class fee, members $40, non-members $50. Scholarships are available. To register, you can contact the CAP coordinator, Sharon Guy, at sigart573@gmail.com, or you can call at 219-628-5437.
All right. And the Checo Pelican Players, located at 1240 Checo Avenue, they are presenting the Murder Mystery Clue. It's a dark and stormy night, and you've been invited to a very unusual dinner party. Each of the guests has an alias, the butler offers a variety of weapons, and the host is, well, dead. So who done it? Join the iconic oddballs known as Scarlet, Plum, White, Green, Peacock, and Mustard as they race to find the murderer in Body Manor before the body count stacks up. This is based on the cult classic film from 1980, as well as the popular board game. Clue is a madcap comedy that will keep you guessing until the final twist. And the performances for Clue will run from June 3rd through 19th. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7:30 p.m. They have Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for students. You can call 541-469-1857 for reservations. You can also go to checopelicanplayers.org to find tickets online or buy them at the door. The doors open 45 minutes before the start of each performance.
No, you know that movie Clue, that was one of my favorite movies still to this day. Great cast, funny as all get out. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, and who doesn't love a good Tim Curry flick, you know?
Exactly.
All right. And then also from the Checo Pelican Players, they're currently seeking a youth ambassador for the 2022-2023 school year. Are you a high school or community college student interested in a career in the arts? Want to gain some practical experience for a college job or scholarship application? You're invited to apply for their new youth ambassador position. This is a one-year unpaid volunteer position. It's tailored to provide valuable networking opportunities, build confidence and leadership skills, and introduce students to the behind-the-scenes business that keeps live theater running smoothly. The deadline to apply is June 15th. To learn more about the volunteer position and apply for it, you can visit checopelicanplayers.org/volunteer, or you can send a message to secretary@checopelicanplayers.org.
Yeah, and then the Event Center on the Beach, located at 29392 Ellensburg Avenue, is presenting stand-up comedy. There's a couple shows here, June 3rd, 8 p.m. to 9:30. And then on June 4th, it'll be from 6 p.m. they have a show, and at 8 p.m. they have a show. So it's time to laugh, Curry County, they say. The Curry County Fairgrounds has partnered up with the Soul of Wit Productions again to bring you three incredibly funny shows with a killer lineup of comics working professionally all over the country. This is hosted by Cameron McCormick, featuring Ty Boyce and Gabriel Rutledge as the headliner. All shows are rated mature and for adults and for those not easily offended. There we go. So watch out when you go there. You might become a butt of their jokes, but that's what happens when you go to a comedy routine. I love it.
All righty. The Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness is presenting the Nancy Bachman Solo Art Exhibit. This is part of Danaka's Art in Public Places program. And Nancy Bachman was featured in Danaka's 30th annual juried art exhibit. Nancy's exhibit is called There Was a Time. It's made up of oil paintings depicting mostly Western scenes. The exhibit is on display through June 16th on the second floor mezzanine of the Crescent City Airport. That's at 1650 Dale Rupert Road in Crescent City. The exhibit can be viewed during the airport's terminal hours. That's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, you can contact Danaka at 707-464-1336.
Yes, indeedy. And hey, bring it back to 4th of July. Well, the Brookings Harbor 4th of July fireworks show has been tradition in our local area for decades. And Brookings local Henry Johnson is spearheading a small group of community leaders to bring the fireworks show back. This vision called Love Your Fourth is a blueprint for a firm financial foundation for the future of the Brookings Harbor 4th of July fireworks show. Many local businesses such as Remax, South Coast Lumber Company, Pacific Wood Laminates, Lucky Seven Casino and Hotel, the Beachfront Inn, City of Brookings, and Travel Curry Coast have donated, and your business can too. For more information, you can contact Henry Johnson. He's the fundraising captain at 971-227-3892. Or you can email him at loveyourfourth@gmail.com. You can also check it out at Love Your Fourth Facebook page. And I just happened to, I ran into Henry at the Freddy's the other day, and he said, doing quite well. We're good to go for this year's fireworks and working on getting next year's all set up and everything as well. So the fundraising is a hit, and we're going to have some great fireworks this year, some really good ones. So I'm looking forward to it. And in conjunction with that, we talked to Henry, like I said, Chrissy Cooper and I did, and we decided we'll be putting on a little event going on the Sky High 4th of July party at the port will be happening on July 2nd and 3rd. We're going to have vendors there, music, beer garden, kids activities, food, etc. You know, the usual fun stuff you'll find at the events we do around here. So there you go. So that's going to be the next one. See, what's happening is we're going to have the Bigfoot Blues Fest. Then it's going to go into the Brookings Bodacious Bazaar. We'll start the second and fourth Saturdays of each month, all the way through September. And then it'll be the Sky High 4th of July. And then we get a couple weeks break and, you know, doing a, you know, Bodacious Bazaar. And then it's boom, it is the Pirate Festival. So a well-rounded summer going on here. So we're in there. Very cool. All right.
And then we have an announcement about a summer-long event coming back to the port of Brookings Harbor. You can see all the fine artworks from local artists along the boardwalk once again, running from May 15th through September 11th.
Yep, and then you got the community kitchen schedule. On Mondays, they're at St. Timothy's from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, they're at Trinity Lutheran from 12 to 1. Wednesdays, start at the Sea Catholic Church, 12 to 1. Thursdays, the Presbyterian Church, 12 to 1. Fridays, Saturdays, St. Timothy's, 12 to 1. And Sundays, the St. Timothy's, 4 p.m. And St. Timothy's Outreach Clinic, in partnership with Coast Community Health Center, now in Brookings, announces COVID-19 testing and vaccinations at their new location, 648 Checo Avenue in Brookings. Testing's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And vaccinations are Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. So for more information, you can contact St. Timothy's at 541-469-3314 or Coast Community Health Center at 541-347-2529, extension 151. And we got the Flying Fickle Finger of Fate here, so we got to get going. Before we get going, I want to give a shout-out to support local businesses. Remember to shop local. All right. Well, that is it, everybody. We got no more. So I want to give a shout-out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure to tune in on a daily basis to KCIW 100.7 FM. Listen to all the fine shows that they have to offer. You can also listen to some of the other fine podcasts, including the Insider Report, by going to kciw.org. Make sure to check out the Magical Musical History Tour this week as we go on a tour with Mr. Sundown himself, Gordon Lightfoot. That's right. You can see days and times by going to kciw.org and checking out the weekly schedule. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
We're signing off, and hey, keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there.
Bam!
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.